Six Music celebrates its 10th birthday this month, which is pretty good going for a station that was sentenced to death by BBC management 2 years ago. Teacher Deborah Mole has been a Six Music fan from the very beginning, and she couldn't believe it when the BBC tried to shut it down. But from today, she's giving up the network for a week as part of the Feedback Radio Swap Challenge and will be listening to One Extra instead. So it's goodbye to Keris Matthews and Steve Lamack and hello DJ Semtex and Tim Westwood as Deborah swaps stations with her student, Kevin, who's a big fan of One Extra. They're both on the line from their Birmingham school, which has been working with the BBC's School Report project. Kevin, are you going to stick to the rules of the game here? I mean, late at night or whatever, you're not secretly going to pop off and listen to One Extra, are you? You know the rules are very clear, nothing but.
It's going to be very hard. I'm going to have to go One Extra cold turkey, which is it's going to be painful.
And Deborah, are you going to have any withdrawal symptoms since you can't listen to Six Music for the next week?
Yes, I am going to miss the sort of the quietness. I'm imagining it to be very kind of loud and a bit shouty. So but Kevin, you're going to have this lovely, varied, eclectic, pick and mix version of music and radio. It's going to be wonderful.
And you're going to have Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg and gangster rap.
Oh my God.
Dubstep and Trevor Nelson.
I'm going to come back rapping at you, Kevin. Yeah. You know that, don't you?
She's going to make a diss track.
And what about, and I have to admit I'm now reading, I'm not speaking out of experience, what about DJ Semtex? What's his great attraction?
It's just the segments that he has on the show. Top 5 artists of 2012, track of the week. There's the rap roundup. It is sheer genius how all the news is put into 4 minute rap. There actually is nothing like it currently.
Now, Deborah, one of the strange things about Six Music, of course, is that A, it was sentenced to death by BBC management before being reprieved, at which point, of course, its audience has gone up, well, what, at least 50%, some would say more than that. Do you think still it's an unappreciated treasure that would have a wider appeal to, you know, not just the relatively small number of people who listen to it?
I don't know. It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because if you go too mainstream, then you're going to lose your original niche audience. But I would like to see it a little bit bigger so that there's no kind of danger of it being axed again, because it really is such a wonderful station.
Kevin, is there anything you're looking forward to listening to Six Music?
Miss is always going on about the variety of music that's on Six Music, so I'll be the judge on that. So.
And Deborah, is this just a matter of duty and social responsibility, or are you actually going to listen with pleasure, do you think, to something?
Well, I'm quite open-minded, and I do adore music. The only thing that worries me a little bit is sort of the narrowness of the genre, but I am kind of looking forward to getting inside the mindset, the murky mindset of a teenager,
yes.
So that's quite exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I'm open to all kinds of different music. So, no, I'm looking forward to it. It will be good.
Yeah, it will be good.
Good luck to both of you, and please stick to the rules.
We'll try.
We will.
Well, we'll find out next week how Kevin and Miss Mole got on. Might try a bit of DJ Semtex myself.
Hey.
Deborah Mole has all my sympathy. Goodbye.